This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The basketball Badgers came from 20 down in the first half, 18 at halftime to knock off the Minnesota Gophers 67-63 on Wednesday night at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After a miserable first half, which saw Wisconsin shoot just 17% from the field, they put up 50 points in the second half. Head coach Greg Gard.
Aggressiveness, physicality, we had a pulse. Like I said, we initiated things better. We were on attack mode better. We got to the free throw line. You know, we didn't play. I thought we were just tougher in all aspects of the game.
Junior guard John Blackwell poured in a game-high 23. Nick Boyd added 21. The Badgers beat the Gophers for the 11th straight time.
I just say we couldn't put our heads down or we were going to lose that game, especially me with the first half. That's one of my worst first half I've had. But, yeah, I just told myself, keep my head up. It's going to be all right. I'm going to weather through this storm. And coach just challenged our leaders to be better. I think we did that in the second half, and I think guys stepped up like BC and Jack. And then we strung a great second half together.
Blackwell and the Badgers host Ohio State on Saturday. Women's action last night in the Big East. Marquette blew a 22-point lead in the first half and then held off DePaul 74-73 in Milwaukee. The Bucks at Washington tonight, but the talk in Milwaukee centering around Giannis Antetokounmpo. According to ESPN reports, the Bucks appear open to trading Giannis and have been fielding multiple offers from other NBA teams. A trade appears to be a done deal, but the Bucks are not in a rush to make a move. NBA trade deadline is approaching on February the 5th. Packers reportedly adding to their coaching staff, hiring former Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich as their new secondary coach and pass game coordinator. And the Brewers added some catching depth, signing free agent Reese McGuire. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.